Blog Talk Radio.
Feel me? You know? Who was that Mo House, bruh? Who was that Digi House? Kicking and talking that shit. Niggas was like, whoa. Hey. I've been getting all this money. I've been spending all this cash. I got one question for you. I've been working for real. 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 I
just bathe in the bucket. Chillin' on ice, got a pocket full of ducats. What's your name, who you is, I'm tryin' to find out who you are. I need a designated driver, hit the keys to my car. I be getting all this money, all praise to Allah. Barn whip, drop top, you could gaze up at the stars. Check out my appearance, nothing on me from clearance. This ain't happen overnight, this is years of perseverance. The night is still young, room service at the aroma. When you high off life, you never sober, come closer.
I've been getting all this money, I've been spending all this cash. I got one question for you,
hey baby, let me ask you something.
When are you gonna work that ass?
Work
that ass.
Work
that ass. When are you gonna work that ass?
Doing a buck on the highway, switching four lanes. Getting all this cash, baby, money ain't a thing. Got the roof in the trunk, I could teach you how to stunt. What you know about rolling fruit punch in the blunt? You got me tripping, I forgot to mention. Ever since an infant, I've been on that pimp shit. I've been up and down, flying in and out of town, reminiscing how I feel to make love in the air. Life is but a dream, sometimes it ain't fair. Keep your eyes on the prize of falling in love with a square. My neck and my wrists on Times Square bright. What's the point of living life if you ain't living life, baby?
I've been getting all this money, I've been spending all this cash. I got one question for you,
hey baby, let me ask you something.
When are you gonna work that ass?
Work
that ass. Work that ass. When are you gonna work that ass?
Hey, go on, work it for a real nigga. If he ain't got the bank, why you dealing with him? Hindsight, that's 2020, you ain't gotta look no more. I'm the one you been searching for. Straight dope, uncut, shock him pure. Being broke is a disease, and baby, I got the cure. Live smart, die genius, keys, they open doors. With an ass like that, the world is all yours. Ay, ay, go on working for a real nigga. Make that air work like a 9-to-5. Ay, ay, go on working for a real nigga. Overtime.
I've been getting all this money,
I've been spending all this cash.
I got one question for you,
hey baby, let me ask you something.
When are you gonna work that ass?
Work
that ass.
Work
that ass. When are you gonna work that ass? Work that ass. Work that ass. When are you gonna work that ass?
Go on working for a real nigga. Yeah, hey, go on working for a real nigga. Yeah, hey, go on working for a real nigga.
When are you gonna work that ass?
Happy, 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 happy fucking New Year's Eve. Happy fucking New Year's Eve. And I gotta say it like that. I gotta say it just like that. Happy fucking New Year's Eve. Because it ain't no other way to say it. Because if you listening to me, you about 4 hours short of making it to the next year. You're about 4 hours short of doing something that a lot of people ain't going to get to do. I hope you're safe. I hope you're at home. I hope you're not getting dressed to go out. I hope you're not having a big gathering at your house. I hope you're being wise and safe and smart. But if you choose to do other, that's your fucking business. Do what you like. Do what you feel. Be real. I'm Jay Sean, the host of the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean Online Radio Podcast. And today, I'm going to tell you, I really don't know how this show going to go. I'm going to be honest with you. I just got out the shower about 10 minutes ago. I showered earlier. I was going to shower after the show, but I said, no, I think best when I'm in the shower. So I said, let me jump in the shower and see if I could brainstorm. And that's what I did. I brainstormed. And when I brainstormed, I came up with, Jay, let's talk about a little bit about COVID. Let's talk a lot about 2021. Let's talk even more about 2022. And most important of everything, Jay, just keep it real. Because that's what the people need. And that's what the people feel. So tonight on my show, I'm going to be talking about COVID. I'm going to be talking about relatives, family, friends, finances, allies, foes, and oral sex, relationships. I got a lot of shit to talk about. But anyway, I'm trying to, I got to get my tea out the microwave. I like to tell you, I'm drinking 1800, but I'm taking it slow because I got a long night ahead of me. It's only 8:07, and the show is over at 10, and then I still got 2 hours until the ball drops. So I'm not trying to do a sprint. Tonight is a marathon. Tonight is a marathon, and I might just go to 12 o'clock on this shit. I might sign out at 10 and come right back on at 10:30 and go to midnight, depending on how I feel, depending on the response, the callers. I know it's a bad night. I know everybody getting dressed and everybody going to parties and everybody drinking. I know that. And that's why the phone lines is not jumping yet. And that's okay, clicking on the links. That's cool. But what really is important and what really, really, really matters is that I'm here and I'm alive and I'm healthy and I'm strong and I'm positive and I'm intelligent and I got some wise words to be spoken from a wise man. But before we go any further, I want to play another song because I want to go in here and get my hot tea. I cannot do a show without my hot tea. So I want to go in here and get my hot tea, get in here, and I want to jump right in with one of the topics for the evening. I don't really know which one it's going to be. Oh, if you want to call in and give a Happy New Year shout out, just press 1. If you clicked on the link, you're not going to be able to do it unless you text me, and then I'll shout it out for you. We having trouble with people from T-Mobile and Metro calling in, so you might have to call a link. You might have to click on the link on my page, and if you can't get on my page, if you're not my friend, you might have to go to my Facebook group, Keeping It Real with Jay Sean, my private group. Oh, yeah. Somebody just told me, my man just told me you also, you want to call in and give your New Year's resolution. Because I got one. I know everybody got one. So if you want to call in and give a shout out, Happy New Year's thing, or you want to give your New Year's resolution, just, you know, just do that. If not, just sit back, enjoy the roller coaster ride with Jay Sean, because I'm about to take you on one. Because everybody know how I do when I'm feeling it. And I'm getting there. I'm on one. Not a crazy one. Not a 2020 one. I'm just feeling good right now. That's all. We're about to go into 2022. And fortunately, thank God that I could say I feel good with all the sickness and illness and death going on around me, us. But it's one thing if you're listening to me, or if you're out there and you're about to listen, we almost made it to another year, and that's a big thing, to make it into another year, because some people are not going to do that. Somebody just got killed in Patterson, rest in peace, yesterday by the police officers. A 25-year-old young black man shot down by the boys in blue today. I saw the video. I don't know enough about it to speak on it. All I can say is my condolences to his family. And anytime you lose somebody that young, 25 years old, it's a tragedy. It's a catastrophe. And it's 25. I mean, wow. He's just starting to live. So I'm gonna take a quick break. I see you out, somebody out there. Press one. Bear with me. Give me a minute. I'm going to go to a song. I'm going to go in here and get my hot tea. I'm going to come back in here. And we just gonna politic tonight. We just going to dialogue. We just going to conversate. We're going to agree to disagree. We're just going to have a good show because, yo, it's New Year's Eve. It's the last day of the fucking year. And we alive. I know some people out there sick. I know some people out there, family members sick. Some people, wives are sick, husbands are sick, best friends, cousins, daughters, nieces. I know. We know what's going on. The whole world is in a fucking down spiral. But I'm going to talk about that too. Matter of fact, as soon as I get back, I'm going to address that issue. Because while I was in the shower, something came to me. Came to me in the form of what's really fucking going on out here. And you tell me if I'm wrong, you tell me if I'm right. Either one. So, man, I feel good, everybody. I appreciate everybody who supported me, donated to the show, sponsored the show, everybody calling. I'm just a one-man. I'm a one-man army. I'm a one-man army, Jay Sean. Let's see what we're going to play. Because I need about 4 minutes. Let's play everybody's fucking favorite. Like this song right here is everybody's favorite. Every show loves it. Every listener on every show loves it. They don't. I would like to reach out to my man. He's from Atlanta, Georgia, and tell him how much this song is appreciated. Not only because it's a good song, but because of the concept. It's about love. And even though I'm Mr. F Love, trust me, I know what love is. I know how love feel. Don't never get that twisted. Love is electric. Love is magnifying. Love is captivating. Love is a breath of fresh air. Love is an early summer, sunny morning with a nice cool breeze. That's what love is. Somebody just texted me. I gotta read it. But we're gonna go to a song. We're gonna be right back with Jay Sean on the Keeping It Real podcast. Everybody, don't go nowhere. Call a friend. Tell a friend. Tell somebody to call in and listen to the show. We getting crazy tonight. Happy fucking New Year. You know what I'm saying? We going into to 2022 with good sex, no stress, one woman, no ex, small circle, gonna bring you more checks.
Shout out Young Swiss.
I'm down on one knee, I hope you need a tissue. Do you take me for eternity? And make a pinky promise that you'll never leave. Even when you're mad at me, just don't up and leave. The future is scary, I don't wanna see. My life without you will be a tragedy. When I wake up in the mornings, you will wanna see. I'm sorry, babe, there's so much that I wanna say. First, let me ask you, will you marry me?
Oh my God, I'm seriously about to cry right now. Are you serious?
Baby, you know that I love you. I want you to know that I love you.
I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do.
Welcome back to Keeping It Real with Jay Sean Online Radio Podcast. Now we got some people in the phone lines. Now we got some people in here. Let's see what's going on out there in the world. 2772, Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you, too. I forgot how to press one. I'm over here listening to the whole show. Happy New Year, Playboy. How's it going?
I'm all right. I'm just, enjoying life. You know what I mean? Even though it's a lot of sickness and sadness going on, we still gotta prevail. You know, we still gotta make things happen. You know what I mean?
Definitely. Amen to that. We all got to keep on living and striving because we all got to be leaders in our own way through any trials, situations that's going on. We can't let that defeat us. We still here. We are alive. Things are still going in motion, and we just all got to be here. Be mindful and careful and just show people how to live more healthier and better and be careful out here. Wear your mask. You know what I'm saying? Don't be nowhere you don't need to be. And take your vaccinations and you know what I'm saying? And just try to keep your lifestyle to a minimum. I'm not saying don't enjoy life, but love your life enough to be wise where you go at all times. That's all. You know?
Yeah, that's true. You took your vaccination shot?
Yeah, I just took my booster, actually, so I'm on the third shot. I'm fully vaccinated, took my booster. I'm not playing.
Wow.
They stopped me in government, you know, buildings. I'm working. I'm not gonna let me stop me, you know, from making any type of money. I got to be vaccinated out here in New York City.
Oh, that's right. You out in New York City. Yeah. You right. Yo, let me ask you something, though. I know you got a son. How old is your son now?
He is 8 now. I just got his first dosage. Was I against it?
That's what I was going to ask you. So you got your son vaccinated too?
Yeah, I had to. It's too many cases. Too many kids keep coming out with it. And if I'm going to keep sending my kids to school, I need to make sure, you know what I'm saying, he got some vaccination in him. You know what I mean? And
I know a couple of females that their kids is positive. Like one is 10 years old, and I think one is 9 or 8 years old. It's positive kids, just young kids.
Man, I would suggest folks, even though I'm fully vaccinated, I don't say I can catch COVID, but my symptoms and stuff like that should be moderate. Imagine when you're not vaccinated, and these are kids. Kids are going to be not as, you know, you got kids out, you got adults out here breaking the rules. So imagine kids, you know what I'm saying? People not, you know, washing hands, you know, wearing masks. So what you expect the kid to do? You know what I'm saying? So in the end of the day, like, vaccinate your kids. I know it sounds crazy, but we've been doing this since they was born. They got the chickenpox, measles. They've been getting vaccinated since day one. So get the kids vaccinated. That way, God forbid, they in the school, they get kind of like caught up with a COVID. It's a moderate case. It's like, you know, they could fight it. I don't want to lose my kids to COVID.
Yo, I respect everybody. I respect the people who against it, and I respect the people who, you know, who would do it. You know what I'm saying? It's everybody make their own choice, you know, because just like you spoke about, you know, the reasons why you get it, you know, it's probably somebody can speak about the reasons why they don't get it, but nobody can say who's right and nobody can say who's wrong. You know what I mean?
And the reason why I didn't want my child to get it, and I had strong views, but when you see society stopping you from making money, and then not only that, that's the way we're surviving. I don't, like, you know what I'm saying? I don't know about you, but I'm not rich. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, it's like, if I can't be vaccinated, I can't work. That's crazy. I have no misdemeanors, no crazy probation or crazy killing or robbing or, you're not saying anybody that got misdemeanors or felonies is bad, you can't get a job, but I got a clean ass fucking record. You gonna tell me because I'm not vaccinated, I can't work? Are you crazy? You got people with higher charges or whatever got jobs out here. There's the people that don't have nothing because we not vaccinated. We can't work. That's crazy.
New York is a whole nother monster compared to New Jersey. You know what I mean? Like, they on some other stuff, but you know what I mean? Like, stay safe, you know what I mean? And at least you here, you know, we both here, you know what I mean? We get the, we couple of hours, like 3.5 hours short from stepping into the next year, you know what I mean? And thanks for calling in, You know what I mean? And
you what?
Just stay safe out there.
You stay safe out there. Take care of the family like you've been doing. And, you know, just look for to do more movies and, you know, make up 22.
More movies. Yeah, that's coming. More movies is definitely coming soon. Soon as this COVID let up just a little bit, we're going to try. Matter of fact, I'm trying to work on something right now because I wanted to enter it. Remember the film festival we had Chatline in? It's time for that film festival again. So I'm trying to come up with a concept for a 10-minute quick pilot movie because, you know, the movies can only be 10 minutes long and enter it into the film festival again. If I come up with something, I'm going to call you.
Yeah, come up. And if you need help with ideas, you may know I got you.
Yeah, I know. Yo, look, thanks for calling in, and stay safe.
Happy New Year. Stay safe. Have a blessed, abundant New Year for you and your family. Much wealth, much success. Just, you know, nothing but much love comes from this way, you know? It's going for you too, Randy,
all right? All right, peace and love.
All right, God bless later.
All right. That's what I'm talking about right there. We out here. The hand clap is coming. 1 second. We gotta stay aware out here with this COVID shit. But you know, like I said, we can't really knock nobody for their position on this shit. You know what I mean? Whatever they position is, wherever they stand, that's where they stand. So, you know, to each their own. You know what I mean? It's that's why this is America, you know, because we got freedom of speech. We got First Amendment rights and Fifth Amendment rights, and we not a communist country, so can't knock anybody. That's the beauty of the United States, you know what I mean? So hold on, we're gonna go to another caller. 3282, you on the line, Mr. Nance. Happy New Year to you. Happy New Year, you on the line?
Hello.
Hey, what's up?
Jay.
What's going on?
Oh, man, that's good timing. Happy New Year to you, too. I just clicked over. My brother called me, and I clicked over from your show, and we just got off, and I said hello because I ain't hear nobody talking because I heard you talking to the lady.
We were talking about the
shot she was talking about.
Uh-huh.
Remember you asked her, did her son get vaccinated? She said he was 8 years old.
And she got him vaccinated.
Yeah, well, sister got to do some research, man, because, you know, sister there got to do some research because, first of all, and you know we do the healing thing on the podcast, you know, first of all, young kids have what they call an innate immune system. Which means that if they get COVID, they probably didn't even know they had it. They might get a sniffle, Jay, or a little runner, a watery eye, and it's gone. Okay, they have a much stronger immune system than older people. So for her to vaccinate her son, and I know she means well, but you know she's down that one way street with what's being given to her by the colonizers out here. But I wish her well, man, because she didn't. Listen, if my son was 8, I wouldn't vaccinate him. There's no need to vaccinate. All you have to do is,
I wouldn't do it either. I'm not gonna lie to you. Even if I had to do it for employment's sake, I don't think I would. My nephew called me, and my nephew was called me today, and he's into church a lot.
Right.
He asked me, was I vaccinated? And I told him no, and he went on this long rampage of why I should get the shot.
Why you get vaccinated, right?
And I asked him, did his wife have the shot? He said no. I said, well, why are you beating me in the head? He said, oh, because you, I don't live with you. I live with her. I said, oh, she can just tell you and leave me the fuck alone. Go sit down somewhere. But he was just telling me about, and I was trying to explain to him that I just, me personally, it's just me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really trust this government. I'm at the age now where I know enough of evil stuff that the United States has done.
Mm-hmm.
I know enough about the tricknology. You know what I mean? The tricknology, the things they have done years and years ago, and even far as 9/11. Even as far as you know, we can go back to the 60s with Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, and things like that. Uh-oh, the lady, she called back. She back on the line. She must want to say something about you saying she shouldn't have got the shot for her son. Hold on one minute.
Yeah, bring her on.
Yeah, what's up? Hello? How you doing, Karana? Yeah, hello.
Hey. Yeah. What's going on? No, my man was just but Farz, introduce yourself.
Yeah, peace and blessings, sister. This is Farz Nance. I have my podcast on Saturdays called Grown Folks Talk and Express Yourself, and I bring health and healing, and we talk social issues and spirituality to our culture. And the only thing I'm saying is, when a person decides that they want to take a shot, it's on them. It's your decision. But see, a lot of things that are being fed to us by this government, okay, I would highly recommend this. If you like reading, there's a book called The Real Anthony Fauci, all right, because he's the face of this. They ought to have him in an orange jumpsuit from the research I've done, okay, because they're feeding us a pack of lies. Because for the longest, especially with our people, they have been experimenting with us for years, going back to Thomas Jefferson. Now, I don't know if you know this. There's also a book called Medical Apartheid by Harriet Washington, all right, how they've experimented with us from colonial times to now, okay? And you can't trust this government, all right? Pfizer just released something, sister. I don't know if you know this. I don't know what kind of shot you got. But Pfizer will not give the public any type of information to the year 2055. And now they're trying to push it to 2070. So if you're transparent about what's going on in people's bodies, but let me ask the sister something. Sis,
you mean 1970?
1970 what? No, well,
you should say
2000.
And then the other year was 2055?
No, 2055, sis. Yes. They don't want to release about the shot that you took, okay? I don't know what type of shots you got, but let me ask you a question, sis. Let me ask you a question. Name me two ingredients that's in that shot you took.
I can't. I'm not. Right now, I can't even say those kind of names.
Did
I ain't going to hold.
Okay, but did it give you a sheet with the ingredients that's in that shot that you took?
They don't give you a sheet, but they give you a website where you can look it up.
Okay. All right, well, that's good. Did you look it up to find out what is actually going into your body after you took the shot?
The side effects, and then I did before I took my Pfizer shot, I was doing the, like, my best Pfizer and seeing which one is better. There was, like, really no difference. You know what I'm saying? So
you're right about
like,
that.
A difference, and then I also did, like, my whole history of the Johnson & Johnson and, you know, and how it was just targeting, really killing mainly females. So things you say is accurate. I'm not going to debate and side with you because, like, a lot of people don't even know birth controls were really founded and tested at any type of birth control you could think of from 19 back in the day, like 69, it could go even earlier than that, 1959, I think. They
right.
were all tested in Puerto Rico. They tested our Hispanic females. And they were dying. They didn't test it all out in Europe, London, America. They did all the laboratory testing for any contraceptive, birth control, massage people from mating. They did the first test, running pills, pokes, needles, you name it, everything. And over 55,000 women died from their study because they were lab rats.
Okay.
Why? Because they think Hispanic people multiply like motherfucking flies on white and white on shit, whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
So
I agree with you.
I know they're saying about the government, what they put in, and how they testing us, like we guinea pigs and all
that.
But
they didn't test it.
But despite the Pfizer side and the Moderna side, this all really, like, a person from China, the government put it out there on the news, paid a guy out here in America to mass produce a large quantity, and then the government on the news never spoke about it again. They were arrested, detained, and it showed, you know, the history. You know what I'm saying? They try to sit here and say this is man-made. It definitely is. They try to say that a rat went and poisoned people in Wuhan, and then that's how it got to spread out here. No, it is the real truth that they never once came back and give us a rebuttal, what we heard. Like, what was the solution? There was no rebuttal. So these people trying to, you know, like, yeah, they say this, they say that. And then you have a lot of people that stop taking flu shots, so the government is going to find ways to make money when they haven't been making money in a certain field because people became so holistic and not believing in the government and doing natural remedies at home. Then on top
right.
of that, you got China that's overpopulated. Why would a person from out there come up with solutions for America to make something and then look what happened? They population, the populations of people that were dropping the bear before America. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of this is target for population control. Yes. Two, mind control. Three, once you, I make you follow one thing I say, if I make you follow two, I make you follow three, I got you. That's how you control the world. And then from there on, it gets worse. I'm not debating about you, but I'm only debating, like, I do what I do for my own health. If I want to give myself a vaccine, now I'm holistic. I do a lot of, you know, like how you speak, spiritual reading. I do natural. I do it all. You know what I'm saying? But if I see something that's obvious, and I know that the average person that's unhealthy, that don't live my lifestyle, they can't beat the vaccine. You know what I'm saying? But I know I'm strong enough to beat what the fuck the government's trying to kill me with. I'm that natural. I'm confident in my shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying I'm invincible, I'm superwoman, but I feel like I got to protect myself and then come out with these natural remedies that God put on this earth, and I know how to work with it, and I come up with it. First two times I did it, had no symptoms. People shit with a dream. Why? Because of the proper food I eat and the natural things I introduce in my body. I'm not a drug addict. I'm not no alky, no states and none of that. But I take care of my body. My body is my temple. And
right.
if I feel like I gotta give myself an antidote so I can be able to survive people.
Miss Dr. Falky, you hold up.
Woo!
Yo,
you done did some research.
Hey, you done did some research. I'm telling you,
Yeah, I've listened to her. She has done a little research.
Dr. Sebi, there's a lot of legends out here, and I follow them and I watch them. So in the end of the day, I drink kombucha. Kombucha is made out of yeast, probiotic germs. I feed myself shit in my system to outbeat things. You know what I'm saying? So if they throw me something, an antidote, that's going to make me immune to the best of the world. But I know that I can overcome. They're not going to kill me. You gotta feed your body and soul things. This is why a lot of people don't understand Asian people. They be like, yo, they be eating bad dogs. Straight babies. But you know what? They don't got doctors. They don't got Medicaid. They don't got food stamps out there. They got to teach their body how to be immune to germs. And they eat shit that got rabies. The COVID shot, when you look it up, when you look up the word COVID, that is a rabies shot that they give dogs. You understand? What we fighting inside, it's not a human type of shit. It's a fucking animal trait like rabies. You understand? So you got to know how to fight your body with shit that the world want to throw at you. You got to use your body, use your knowledge, and then save yourself. Even if you got to take a shot, but you got to understand what's going on. A lot of people don't even know they're taking a rabies shot, bro.
Well, let me just say this. Sis, I heard you for a minute. I was listening very attentively to what you were saying. Now, first of all, we're not here to debate. We're just here to talk and exchange ideas. You know, be civil with each other. But let me ask you a question now. I heard what you said. You said you did all the research. Now, let me ask you a question. Do you believe in the Creator?
I do. And God created those with races. So he made them make their immune system strong.
Okay, now, did the Lord not, Scripture, as far as that's concerned, he told us how to eat. And don't we have an immune system that most of us, unfortunately, don't keep strong the way we should?
Exactly. You just said the key word, most of us. We're not talking about
I understand.
Me. We're not talking about I and yourself. We're talking about the rest of the world that don't do that. So,
I'm just commenting off of what I heard you say, you know, earlier when Jay had you on. So what I'm about to ask you is now, if you know these things, what made you, and I'm just curious, and I'm not knocking you for it, because like I said, you the mama over there. I ain't paying no bills. But what made you give your son at 8 years old, who has an innate immune system, what made you make him take the shot when you know all those holistic procedures to keep his immune system strong?
The same way I took the shot, I know the procedures, but the reason why people don't survive a lot of shots, one, you just said it, they don't take good care of themselves. They're not aware about it. Just because I get months of vaccinated, that's a chance. Like I said, I'm not invincible, but I know what I put in my body and the last time I lived that I could feel like, you know what, this will be good. Now, when it comes down to my child, he eat the way I eat. So he's healthy. So if I got to give him a little germs to build his immune system up some more on top of the good stuff that I know. Like, look, he took a shot and didn't have a symptom. You know why? Because that boy blessed by the way I cook and all the natural ingredients that you want that little boy got.
You kind of lost me on that one, sis, because we're surrounded by germs. We have viruses in our body. So why would you have to give him the shot?
Well, when the thing is, when your body is not introduced something, sometimes your body needs that jump start. It's like if you ever flew pigeons, you're not going to get a new pigeon and put them in a flock of 500 pigeons that got 99 different type of germs and phototypes and dynetics and all this. You know what I'm saying?
But that's what your immune system is for. I understand what you're saying, sis.
Trying to feed you extra germs. When you are around the flock, you don't drop. But when your body is built strong, now you are around a flock that could drop from those set of germs. But your body is built to beat that. So if they get multiplied and it's like they chilling with 90 and the other one is chilling with 90, you got to know when you're among a room of five, you know you're talking about five people that got five different germs. You don't know how many people one person has in their lifetime.
We've been surviving this long with strong immune system, and your son may have natural immunity, and you compromised his immunity when you gave him the shot. That's my point.
Fine, but your theory could be true if we only had one body that died from COVID.
This is science, sis.
Having over 10,000 people that died of COVID, when we having over 40,000 people dying of COVID, when we're going over 200,000 people, 500,000 people, 800,000 people, just the other day another million, but like we got a million in a week almost diagnosed with COVID. If this was so true that people could eat so healthy and beat it, those numbers won't be so high. And that's all I got to say.
Well,
and we got the most of time. And he's been showing us how to eat.
I hear what you're saying, but listen, everybody's not taking care of the immune system, and a lot of people have underlying issues. Case in point, Colin Powell. All right, he had blood cancer. He took the shot.
But that's still a number that is a really a strong, high number. You can't convince a jury what you're saying. You know why? Because of the number of bodies that are dead. And
I'm not disputing how many people have died from COVID. But let me ask you a question. When last time you turned on? Let me ask your sister a question, sis. When the last time you turned on your TV, sis? Sis, a lot of people who have died have had a lot of underlying issues: high blood pressure, diabetes. So what I'm saying is, it wasn't just the COVID that knocked them out; they had underlying issues.
That's not a Snapple fact. Definitely not. It's not.
That's not what?
It's not a Snapple fact. I mean, it's not a fact. It's not a snap of fact. It's not a statistic.
I'll give you an example. Colin Powell had blood cancer. He was fully vaccinated, and he had a booster, and he died.
They still was able to contain it and beat it. But at the end of the day, it was still packed.
Hold on, we could go on all night long about this COVID debate, you know what I mean? But this New Year's Eve, so we're gonna Both of y'all know what y'all talking about. You know, it ain't about who's right and who's wrong, because everybody, you know, got their own point of view. You know what I mean? I respect what she said.
You're right about that.
And I understand what she's saying, but we're gonna have to do a whole show just on COVID. Or either, you know what you need to do, Beulah? You need to call tomorrow night and listen and talk to the people on his show. Then, you know what I'm saying? Then you're gonna get a run for your money. You need to call his show at like 7 o'clock. It would really be good for you to come on that show and talk with some of the people on that show talking about. Grown folks talking, express yourself. But we getting ready to take a quick intermission break, and right now, and that was really good. You know what I mean? Because nobody is right and nobody is wrong. You know, everybody could agree to disagree on this show. You know what I mean? And that's what podcast is all about. You know what I mean? But this is New Year's Eve. You know what I mean? We don't want to get caught up, you know, like that, because time go by too fast. I still got my comedian guest coming on in a minute. So what we going to do, we're going to go to a quick break, a quick song, and we're going to come right back. We're going to come right back with another good topic. Because, boy, they was going at it with that COVID shot, and that's the way it's supposed to be. I mean, some people would it, and some people not would it. There's nothing we could do about it. We don't know. And this is not just on my podcast. This is all over the world. You know what I mean? Like, is it good for you, or is it not? That's the question. We'll be right back after this song on the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean online radio podcast. Happy.
All right, Beth. Yeah. Walk with me. Walk with me.
Come take a walk with me. Grab my hand. Let me school you, little bro. Make you understand. You gotta run the streets to become a man. Just stay in your own lane. You could buy some land. I see the fire in your eyes. Don't fall into the trap. In the trap, you can die. So many soldiers stand down in the sky. Pay attention to the vibe. That's what's keeping you alive. Have patience, just talk to me. Get out of line, you get chalked for free. I won't let you fall if it's up to me. And they say misery like companies. Don't let them put you down on companies. You know I got your back, you look up to me. It's okay to show love, but cautiously. It's okay for men to cry, but not normally. Let's start.
Yeah. Walk with me. Walk with me.
Just relax, nigga, take a seat. You be acting all hard, you ain't from the street. Got a good family and somewhere to sleep. Nigga, I was house to house with nowhere to eat. I don't get you niggas, these shoes can't fit you niggas. You can play it off, looking in your eyes, see you mask off. Pretending to be a G until they pull your card. Yo, you still young, don't take the road where I came from. Ain't nothing there, couple of holes, a sippin' beer. Switching up poles with the pole, ain't playing fair.
get up off that circle, you ain't earning shit with them squares. Before you get caught up and then have to mistake is there. Find the senses tingling, feeling all in the air. And keep God close with the post and make a prayer.
Yo, this record for all your loved ones, man. Don't ever steer them in the wrong direction. Being real is a form of respect. Respect yourself.
Let's go, man. Being real is being genuine. Yourself.
Yeah, welcome back to the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean Online Radio Podcast. We had a very, very, very entertaining debate COVID a minute ago. It kind of really threw me, but it's reality because COVID is what's really going on right now in this world. What I really seem to find out about COVID is, me personally, is that it's a curse that was put here because of all the ungodly things that's going on.
That she looking for love, and I'm in love with this money. Love. She know when I'm counting up, it's honest on honest, it's honest on honest. Cash. The way that she giving it up, I know that she like it, she want it. Fast. Nigga, I got it in dubs, fresh out the oven, it go by the onion. She said that she
looking for love, and I'm in love with this money. She know when I'm counting it up, it's honest on honest, it's honest on honest. Cash. The way that she giving it up, I know that she like it, she want it. Yeah, I'm back. That was something that I always dreaded happening. I apologize. I accidentally hit the end button. I always dreaded that happening, me disconnecting myself, and I'm glad it happened on my show instead of happening on Humble Life Radio or The Point of Impact or Grown Folks Talking Expression. So I'm glad it happened on my show and not anybody else's show. But anyway, you know, things happen. You know, the devil was always busy. But positive control the negatives. What we going to bring on at about 9 o'clock, I got some comedy for you. At about 9 o'clock, my man Big Eli from North New Jersey, I met him a long time ago when I was doing the go-go thing. He was a friend of a friend of a friend. And he started doing the comedy, and, you know, he's doing big things with the comedy. So we're going to bring him in about 9 o'clock for about 15 minutes of comedy. And then we're going to come back in and we're going to touch base on what's going on, the real, some of the other topics I wanted to talk about. I wanted to talk about foreplay and how important that is moving forward into 2022. Is oral sex overrated? Is the COVID shot good or bad? And just people, what's your New Year's resolution? Everybody know I've been saying I'm going vegan. This is my last day eating meats. I had a hamburger today. I had some chicken. I had some steak this week because I knew I was going vegan starting tomorrow. I got a couple of people who going vegan with me. We're going to do it together. I really don't know what I'm going to eat tomorrow. I have no idea. All I know is that I'm going vegan tomorrow. It's long overdue because it's about time to stop eating animals. And I figure like this, I'm going to give it 21 days. And if I like it, I'll keep doing it. If I don't, I'll just go back to eating meat. But I will give it 21 days to see how it is. Because you got people who smoke cigarettes that won't even try to get off cigarettes. Like, they won't even try. Like, how are you going to know how it is to be without cigarettes if you don't even try? I've always been a person that could challenge myself. And I'm challenging myself for 21 days to not to eat any animals and just eat all plant-based. So I'll be eating vegan food and hoping that it helps my digestive system, my metabolism, my blood pressure, my diabetes, my weight. And hopefully in 21 days, I'll have a view or point of view or outlook on what I really want to do. Is anybody out there, if you want to give a Happy New Year shout out or you want to tell me what your New Year's resolution is, press 1. Wow, that was quick. Hold on 1 second. 6704, you on the line.
Yo, 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 what's good, Jay?
What's good?
It's Deshaun, man.
Oh, what's up, Jay? What's the deal? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, man. I'm sneaking in.
I didn't know the number.
I'm in my bed on my cell phone right now.
Oh, okay. All right. Happy New Year, man. What's going on
Happy
with you?
Happy New Year, man. Chilling, man. Happy New Year I want to say Happy New Year to everybody, man. Especially people that support you. Dre, wherever you at, Dre, I don't know if you went here or not. Happy New Year to you, too, cuz.
He on the line. He here. Dre here.
Okay.
He a little under the weather right now.
Get better, man. Just want to say, man, Happy New Year, man. Stay safe, man. Everybody stay sucker-free, man. Stay COVID-free. You know what I mean? That shit running rapid in here again, man.
Well, I know it is, man. This is my man, Deshaun. Everybody remember him. He used to call when I used to do the behind-the-wall prison calls, you know what I mean? So this is my man, Deshaun. So you saying they got the COVID running wild in prison again?
Yeah, 90-something cops from just where I'm at got COVID.
90 cops?
Like 90 cops.
Oh, shit.
And they keep quarantining niggas like every fucking day. Like, niggas been getting quarantined every day. Like, today they quarantined like 8 motherfuckers.
90 cops? Not that's the one. 90 workers came up with COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Shit, that should be the whole. Do they got any more to work?
Yeah, like they've been killing. Oh shit! How about that? I hit the mute button. They've been killing overtime, man.
Wow. Man, listen, you gotta stay safe in there. So you in there with your mask on, right?
I got my shit on right now when I'm talking to you in my bed, bro.
Wow. You got somebody in the room with you?
There's 50 something people in here with me.
How many?
50 something.
Oh, you got 50 people in the room with you?
Damn. Yeah, we're in a dormitory. Like, there's no there's no ventilation. There's nothing, no air, no ventilation. We just fought to get the windows to come open.
That's like a death trap. I mean, I don't want to say it like that, but damn.
My nigga, I've been saying that all along. You know what I mean? Like, I say that for
no ventilation. 50 people in a room. Wow.
Man,
I mean, yo,
I don't give a fuck, baby.
I mean, my heart go out. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna keep keep a prayer. And I know you strong, you know what I'm saying? And I don't know, man. Sheesh.
You got motherfuckers in here don't want to wear no mask. You know what I mean? Coughing and shit.
You got people like, who don't want to wear a mask and they coughing?
Mm-hmm. That man's nigga got mixed up today because he didn't want to wear his mask. You know what I'm saying? So I was proud. I was happy for that shit. I'm against police brutality and I stand up for my people. But when you putting me and other motherfuckers in harm because you don't want to do what you need to do, motherfucker, fuck you.
Wow.
You know, I'm the one that stand up for motherfucker. Yep. But if you doing that dumb shit, nigga, I ain't riding with you.
Yeah, that's what this podcast is all about, you know what I'm saying? Because this real shit right here, we just had a debate, a COVID debate on the shot, you know what I'm saying? And, like, I thought my show was going to be, like, totally different tonight, you know what I mean? I was going to be on some wild-and-out shit, but my show ain't even like that tonight. You know, we had a serious debate with a female from New York and a brother from Newark about the COVID shot. You know, and now you calling in about the severity and the dangers and the desperation of what's going on in prison, you know, with the COVID shit, you know what I mean? So this ain't no shit to be taken lightly. Like, this ain't no laughing matter, no joking matter. I can't even be funny up here about shit like that. Like, I was supposed to be, like, wilding out tonight. You know, this shit is sobering to me. Especially with people you care about and people you got feelings for, you know, and people that's like family to you, it's really detrimental, you know what I mean? And especially when it's nothing you could do about it, you know what I mean? Like, it's nothing I could do about it. It's nothing you could do about it, you know what I mean? It's you got to leave it in God's hands, you know what I mean? But look.
Hey, real quick.
You want to say?
Yeah.
Anything you want to say before I let you go? Because I'm going to bring my man on Big Eli for some comedy and try to lighten up the spirits a little bit. Because this show been down. I was supposed to be talking about oral sex and foreplay tonight. And we've been talking about COVID and the shots tonight, but it's good. It's real.
My if y'all in Patterson, man, or y'all close by, man, the Escapes is going to be popping tonight. My little nephew, Hot Rod, he going to be performing tonight at Escapes in Patterson, 108 Market Street. You hear me?
Yeah.
You know, I've never been there, never heard of it. But he performing somebody named Big Yaya, his birthday celebration. They're going to be on at 6 o'clock in the morning. So my nephew going to be performing there tonight. If y'all got time, go out there and support.
Let me tell you something, though, bro. We ain't going outside in no parties and no crowds tonight. We staying in a fucking house tonight. I'm in the house by my damn self. You know what I'm saying? Everybody I know that I care about got COVID. For real. For real. Family, friends, nieces, nephews, everybody.
Nicole got it too?
People that's COVID. Huh?
Nicole?
What? Yep.
Oh, man. I check on my boo thing. What about Lisa?
Oh, no, she had it already.
All right. Tell them all I said, be good and be safe.
I will, man, I will.
Everybody,
that COVID hitting home.
Yeah, I love you, man. Be safe, man. Hit me. You know where I'm at.
Yeah, I love you too, man. Be safe, man. Keep that mask on, man. You know what I'm saying? I know you in
a fucked up
situation. I appreciate you calling in and letting us know, like, what's going on out there, and you know what's going on, because we wouldn't know. Like, the people is free, we wouldn't know what's going on behind the walls if it wasn't for people who had the courage like you to call in and let us know what's going on.
Indeed.
We wouldn't even know.
Let me know if you get the team back together that want to do some performing, man, because you know I'm signing motherfuckers to my label.
I got you. Anything you want to do, you can promote it on this platform. All right.
All right, I'm gone, bro.
Love you, man.
Peace,
Dave. Peace. Oh, man, this show turned into a, wow. I don't know what to say. I really don't. This show turned into some real sad shit tonight. I'm not gonna lie to you. I was on some amped up shit. I was on some amped up wilding out. I was about ready to talk about crazy shit, as I do. But I don't know, man. We got a lot of serious shit going on in this world tonight. And if you're listening and you don't have COVID, you know what I mean? We fortunate. We lucky. And everybody out there who's sick right now and suffering from COVID and not feeling good, We hope that you get better soon and overcome this nasty illness, this taking over the world, this terrible disease that has been laid upon us by the devil or whoever. I like to say from the devil. You know what I'm going to do? We're going to try to bring some laughter and joy to the show right now. I got my man Big Eli from Newark, New Jersey, comedian coming on. He couldn't make it live, so he let me get some of his pre-recorded stuff. I hope the sound is pretty good. We're going to try to bring some 15 minutes of laughter and joy. I know the sound is a little off. You know, it's pre-recorded, but this is my man, Big Eli, a comedian from Newark, New Jersey. We're going to bring him in here, some of his pre-recorded stuff, for about 15 minutes. And then we're going to come back on, and we're going to talk more about what's going on in this world. So, without any further ado, this is Big Eli from Newark, New Jersey.
Disrespectful, ain't it? Look at this shit. Come on, New York, give it up. Man, I'm so glad they called me. I'm hot as hell with this outfit on. They told me, hey, you got to dress up. It's a 70s party. They lied. You know what I mean? I should have knew something. I'm like, wait a minute. Why? I'm the only. They like, nah, they coming later. This is bullshit. You know what I mean? My feet hurting. Got these old shoes on, but I look good, though, don't I? Shit. You tall? I was like, yes. I'm 5'9". Man, my feet hurt. Let me take these goddamn shoes off. I'm 4'11". Don't judge me. God know my heart. Woo. Hey, look, man, listen. I don't know if anybody did this, right? But this is Laughaholics. Right? We in Brooklyn, New York. I believe in one thing before we do anything, right? God gets the glory. You know what I mean? Seriously. So when I say prayer, if you believe like I believe, you say words. Prayer?
Words.
Prayer.
Words.
I say prayer, do what?
Words.
All right. I'm going to give you an example how good God has been to me. Right? My son, he went and did a little driving test. He passed the test 4 months ago. This morning he had to go take the written test. I'm a father. I showed up for my son. Something men need to do. So before my son went to take the test, I grabbed him and I did what? Because prayer what?
Prayer.
There it is. He came home. I said, Kwani, what happened? He said, Daddy, I failed. I said, won't God do it? I ain't got to buy this nigga nothing. You know what I'm saying? He might not come when you call, but he always on time. Hallelujah. Take these $50 and get you a bus pass, dummy. Don't judge me. God know my heart. Woo. I'm so glad that the summer is over. Listen, no. I'm going to tell you. My daughter, she in kindergarten, had to go to summer school. Don't judge me. Look, her mama's stupid. Come on now. Kindergarten, you know what I mean? All you do in kindergarten is color. Get the green crayons, Nene. Last week she had a fight with a boy in the class and had to get detention. I said, wait a minute. There's another one? Somebody else in summer school, too? I walk into school. She said, Daddy, that's the boy. The little boy said, I'll fight him. Got up, punched me in my chest. I told my daughter, Nene, get up. We jumping this little fucker. You don't put your hand on me. I'm Lenore's son. We surround him. You know, I'm going to hit him low. You hit him high. We rum wrestle. Next thing you know, the guidance counselor, security guard, vice principal, they're going to break up the fight. Now they got me in the principal office. I don't even go to that school. Principal looking at me, talking about, you going to give me detention? I said, detention? I'm a grown man. He said, boy, stop lying. You in Ms. Andrews' class. Boy, them lights got me up here hot. I feel like bacon. Oh, how the then them Chicken Shack lights, too. I feel like a kill breath. Oh, Lord. I went shopping. Things ain't like they used to be, man. I went down to, I'm downtown, what is it, wherever I'm at, I'm somewhere by the garden, right? So I go buy me a pair of Chucks. You know, I like sneakers. I go buy a pair of Chucks. I come outside. I'm on Broadway. This white truck pull up. They looking at me. I'm looking at them. Now, I'm from North, but now I'm in New York. Come on now. I ain't no punk, and I ain't no fool. They looking at me. I know when there's some trouble. You know, y'all seen Boys in the Hood. You remember, run, Ricky! The van slowed down. I did what any thug, first of all, I'm from Newark. I live in Compton now. So I did what any gangster's supposed to do. I got to walk in him. You know what I'm talking about? The van made a U-turn. Doors bust, two dudes get out the van. And they follow me. I made a left. They catch me and throw me in the van. I'm serious. Now I'm in the van praying, you know, in all languages. I'm Jehovah, Witness, Muslim, family. Yeah. The van went to school, I think it was 202 or 220. They were truancy officers. They're talking about I'm cutting classes, you know. I had to call, I'm saying, Ray DeJohn, he had to come get me. I got a homework packet in my car right now. They got me doing my division. I don't know nothing about nobody. How many times 6 going to 12? I don't know. You know what I mean? Took my daughter to Disneyland. Listen to me. People, these amusement parks, they ain't worth it. Right? You know, they got 3 colors to get into Disneyland. You get a band. Right? For the red band, it's $120. All you do is get in the park. It ain't got nothing to do with nothing else. You got to pay for your rides and all this. The yellow band is $150. You get in the park, you get on most of the rides. The green band, you get in the park, you get on all the rides, and you can eat. I've been doing comedy for about 30 years. I got my daughter the green band because that's my daughter. We're in there like 2 hours. She came back crying. Daddy, they ain't let me on the ride. Wait a minute. Do they not know? Oh. Oh, man, look at this. Hey, excuse me. Look at this. Come on, man, look at this. Nah, don't do it. Look, let him do it. First of all, hey, y'all, come on, don't do that. Give it up for the Brooklyn Housewives, y'all. Come on, man. Look at them bitches. Look at them bitches. I know I had $25 left on my food stamp card. No, Then the dude, no, you didn't, baby. You know, because you had, remember you had brought the oodles and noodles. You brought the oodles and noodles. And then you brought the pizza, right? No, you had extra cheese on the pizza. No, I remember that because I said I wanted pickles. And you said, no, I'm giving you the extra cheese. So they gave you the oodles and noodles and the extra cheese. You ain't getting no bread. They ain't had no bread. you ain't getting no bread. They ain't had no bread. You can tell when you buy hood rat, don't it? You know that because they just smell like yeast infection. You know what I'm talking about. Oh, I'm wrong. I'm wrong for that. Don't judge me. God know my heart. Come on, now, let's be honest. We're going to stop all that, lady. Lady, listen, seriously. Seriously, lady, stop lying. Y'all know what I'm talking about. So you ever hug a girl and it feel like she got on an armored vest underneath the jacket or something? They got these new kind of girdles, right? It's body magic. I met this girl. Listen, I'm no lying, bro. You with me? I met this girl, right? She had on the body mask. I didn't know what it was, you know. I'm in too deep now. I go to the house, you know. And it's like a girdle, right, with all these hooks. It's 364 hooks on it. Right? I'm sweating. I got ass. I'm trying to unsnap these hooks, you know. I got the 362. It's three left, right? I know it's getting ready to go down. Man, I got to that last hook. I unsnapped that hook. She popped out like a bag of biscuits. I'm like, where did all that come from? What the? Now I got... Look, now I'm in too deep. I can't do nothing about it, you know. When I met her, right, she was 300 pounds, you know. Now this night, because she had got that, you know, they get that little surgery, you know what I'm talking about. She went from 300 last week, now she's slim 120. So, but I didn't realize she had all that loose skin, you know. So we in now, I'm sucking on her breast, you know. She living in a town, I'm sucking on her breast. Now I got to go to the bathroom. I walk to the bathroom downstairs and forget I got the nipple in my mouth. Right? So I got to take the nipple, right, throw the extra skin over my back. I'm walking back upstairs, picking up skin. I'm out of breath. I'm wrong for that. Woo, Lord. That was like cardio and vascular. Woo. I ain't messing with women that got kids no more. Tired of it, man. Tired of it. I miss this girl, right? She got two sons, you know. Kids always act like you trying to take their daddy's place. I don't know your father. I don't want to be your father. You know. I'm in here with your mama. We here to do something. Take your little ass to sleep, you know. I go over these little kids, man. They 9 and 10. They bad, man. They hide my keys. My keys on top of the refrigerator. I can't find them. All right, y'all. Come on. Y'all all right? Y'all all right? Yeah, okay, go ahead, come on, y'all all right? Y'all all right? Oh, okay. Okay, go ahead, y'all good? All right, God is good, God is good. God is good. God is good. Yeah. All right, let's talk about these niggas. Listen, first of all, right, listen, did you see the apple bottoms? When you wear apple bottoms, you supposed to have apple bottoms. Them wasn't apple bottom. Them should have been called apple turnover. My butt cheeks was looking like this. She got a nerve to try to switch you that way. They ain't ready for this. They is not ready for me, girl. Did y'all see what I seen? How you, with a booty like that, she wear a thong and be sagging. I'm like, what the? How you? I bought you a little, she wiped me with a Q-tip. Had them little sagging, you start feel titty. I said, I don't know if we can say titty, but I'm going to say titty. to this young lady who got to suck him with a straw. Oh, I'm wrong. You know what? He's gonna do. You know what? No, wait a minute. Wait a minute. My girlfriend forgot to get her lighter. What, her lighter? No, it was. She had a lighter. It was burgundy. No, she had to say. I'm telling you something. We had went outside, smoked a cigarette. And then we came back in, she had put the lighter right here on the table, next to the mat, it was next to the fall.
Y'all laughing at that, y'all all going to hell with me. You know that, right?
They got bus rides to hell, I'm telling you. They got bus rides to go to hell. All right, so let me finish telling y'all, man. So my daughter, right, she came crying about the ride at Disneyland. Right, she had the yellow band, they ain't let her in. Right, so I'm like, you got the yellow, she got the green band. I'm like, it's $250 to get in here. Oh, you gonna ride everything in this bitch? Show me the ride, it was the roller coaster. I said, get online, your father here. So my daughter stood in line, and when she got up there, the man looked at her, and then looked at Mickey Mouse, and looked back and said, oh, you can't get on. I said, hey! Why my daughter can't get on? Because she's black? He said, sir, I'm black too. But she darker. He said, no, your daughter's head didn't touch Mickey Mouse's hand. I said, get back online, girl. Daddy going to get on there with you. And my daughter got in there. We in the line. Yeah. We got up there. The man looked at my daughter. Looked at me. Looked at Mickey Mouse. And looked at both of us. Can't either one of y'all get on the damn ride. I cussed Mickey, you big rat bastard. You know what I mean? That ain't funny. Supposed to be an intervention. Look, man, seriously. I hate to say it, man. I ain't going to church no more, y'all. I'm done. I'm done with church, man. I done a few movies and stuff, right? So I came home. I live out in L.A. I came back to North, right? And I went to my church, right? This is on the day after Thanksgiving, right? That Friday. So I go to church. They're doing a prayer. The pastor walk up. He say, hey, we're glad you're back. He said, God has anointed you. I said, yes, sir, pastor. And I ain't got nothing for the offering. He said, no. He said, what we're doing is we're having a Christmas play, and we want you to be in it. I said, uh-oh. They recognize my acting. You know what I'm talking about. So I said, okay, give me the line. He said, don't worry about it. Right? The wisdom passed. The play is on Christmas Sunday, right? So I'm like, I've never got my line. So I said, don't worry. Come to the church. I get to the church. It's the day of the play. I'm like, all right, what's up, man? You ain't never get my line. Oh, okay. Don't worry about it. All you got to say is, wham, wham. I said, wham, wham? What, I'm a sheep? You know, because he was in the manger. You know. He said, no, you baby Jesus. You're the only one that can fit in the manger. I cussed the past that, you know. Shout out to Laughaholics, y'all. Come on now. Give it up for Rager John. Please keep supporting. My name is Big Eli. Look, you can look me up on Facebook as Eli Turner. You can also on Instagram, Big Eli 1968. You can also purchase a DVD from me, and if you don't realize it, not only do I do comedy, but I'm an ex-stripper. My stage name was Sweet and Low. Enjoy the rest of the night.
Big Eli, ladies and gentlemen, Big Eli, give it up. Big Eli!
There's something for the world.
Revelations.
something for you. They just wanna take my life. They don't want me to live. They just wanna watch me fall, regardless of all the good I did. They just wanna see me break. They don't wanna see me stand strong. I just wanna do what's right. All they care about is what's wrong.
Devils and these demons, I ain't playing with these demons.
Nah,
dark light, dark mind with nothing to believe in.
Uh-huh.
I need to know the reason why they want us not breathing.
Breathing.
Mama, baby gone, now she's home alone grieving.
Crying.
Little kids got guns, killing people for fun. Now we need a lawyer,
yeah,
he don't get hung. Where's the home tree?
Where at?
Cause everything's missing. Internet and TV really clouding our vision.
Clouding.
It cuts like a scissors.
It hurts.
Prayer from the Christian.
We need it.
If the mind was the ear, then most of us will listen.
Everything ain't all bad.
Nah.
It's how you choose life.
Choose
it. Strive for perfection.
I do.
Try to live right.
Uh-huh.
We all don't agree.
Nah.
Son. Each one teach
one
possibility is endless. It's just how you reach.
Practice more patience.
Deal with dedication.
Patience.
Still process.
Uh-huh.
But ends in revelation. Yeah.
They don't want me to live. They just wanna watch me fall.
Call for
all the good I did. They just wanna see me break. They don't wanna see me stand strong. I just wanna see what's right. All they care about is what's wrong.
Yeah, what's with all the hate?
What's with it?
My life they wanna take.
Why they wanna do that?
Do you see what's on my motherfucking plate? This ain't no mistake.
Huh?
I never pump fake.
I never do that.
Cause death never waits.
Yes.
So I strive for success.
I'm striding.
No, I've been blessed.
I've been blessed.
Put to the test.
Uh-huh.
I came out the
Jackson.
Until I'm put to rest.
What?
You see all these killings, abandoning
buildings.
What's happening to my motherfucking children?
A lot of shit is on my mind, so I think.
So I think.
Probably the reason why I smoke and I drink.
And I drank.
Your life could be over before you blink.
Damn.
It's like a whirlpool going down in the sink. Shit is real. And if you live for the dollar bill, then get it. Best believe that the shit is real. I live it. Regardless of the roads that you taking. Ha! Take heed to this revelation.
They don't want me to live. They just wanna watch me fall. Regardless of all the good I did. And they just wanna see me break. But they don't wanna see me stand strong. And I just wanna do what's right. But all they care about is what's wrong. They just wanna take my life. They don't want me to live. They just wanna watch me fall. Regardless of all the good I did. They just wanna see me break. They don't wanna see me stand strong. I just wanna do what's right. But all they care about is what's wrong.
Revelations.
That's what I had told you. I should've been smart and say, baby, let me hold you.
Alone,
trapped up on myself,
All
up in the zone.
Dang.
Your body got some features,
yeah.
We love your receiver.
Ooh.
I feel your frequency on my radio receiver.
So
love you in the spot right now, feeling hot right now, waiting on me to kill that twat right now. Yeah, it's going down,
yeah.
For all of your pleasure.
All
my niggas hella good, something you couldn't measure.
Nah,
I'm trying to hit the spot for the long night of pleasure. You're back in love spot,
what?
It's always getting wetter.
Ooh.
This phone got me tripping. Cause I'm sitting there,
damn, sipping
love, knowing in my heart you're the home.
Keep playing with me.
At this home,
at this home.
And I can't wait for you to get home.
Get me home, girl.
See, I don't like being alone.
Get alone, girl.
You're trapped up in my soul. Girl, you got me staring at this home.
At this home.
And I can't wait for you to get home.
Get me home,
see,
girl.
I don't like being alone.
All alone, girl.
You're trapped up in my soul. Staring at this phone, because you're not home,
not home.
And I'm
all alone,
sitting on this couch,
yeah.
Staring at this phone,
yeah, girl.
Staring
at this phone, girl.
Because you're not home,
you're not home, girl.
And I'm
all alone,
baby girl. See, I'm trapped in the zone,
in my zone.
Yeah, you got me staring at this phone. Welcome back to the Keeping Real with Jay Sean Online Radio Podcast. Oh, this show has been like up and down, wishy-washy. I thought I was going to keep it amped up on some hype, funny shit. But the real shit prevailed tonight. The real shit is that COVID has taken over the world. The real shit is that we really at odds with each other on whether we should take the vaccine or we shouldn't. We really at odds about where it's from. We really at odds about where it started from, when it's going to end. We really at odds at, is the government putting it in the air? We got loved ones dying, loved ones sick. But most important out of everything, we have to talk about the neglect, the naive. Because we still got a lot of people out here who acting like COVID not real. I went in the dollar store today, and I couldn't even get in the door from the people buying the party hats and the whistles and the glasses and the balloons, the Happy New Year apparel. I went to the cleaners. I couldn't even get to the cleaners for everybody getting their New Year's Eve outfits out. I know people personally who had COVID and still went to work and didn't wear a mask. I know people personally who had COVID and still went on to continue their day-to-day life like it wasn't nothing. I know people personally who had COVID and went on to hide it from people and not quarantine. So if that's to be said, what about if they the cook in a restaurant? What about if they the teacher at your child's school? What about if it's the lady in the bodega that you frequent? What about if it's a
friend of a friend of a friend that you see and you greet every day with a handshake or a hug. The bottom line is the bottom line is that COVID is here and it's here to stay. And the only thing that can protect us is not a fucking vaccine. Not a fucking booster shot. The only thing that can protect us is God. G-O-D. The only one that can protect us. And I often think about should he or would he or why would he? When you got people that's living out here, people that's going into the house of the Lord on Sunday and fornicating on Monday. People that's playing with God like it's playing with marbles. Married people who living in sin. Single people who living in sin. Children just not obeying parents. Just pretending and living like COVID ain't real. Is it a curse that's put upon us for all the sin that's going on in the world today? Because that's what I'm starting to think. I'm starting to think that this whole COVID fucking 19 thing is one big curse that's been put upon us because of the world. The fornication, the adultery, the murder. That's going on the daily basis, the hatred, the jealousy, the envy. Family not family, friends not friends. Cultures not cultures, the world we living in. Is one big fucking mistake when you got family going up against family, black people going up against black people, married women and married husbands cheating like it's nothing, children gang banging, children smoking weed and sniffing coke and popping pills like it's nothing. And don't get me wrong, I've been young before. I've been young before, and I made mistakes. But I'm here to tell you about it, and talk about it. The young generation, they got to get to the age we at. My mother used to tell me, just get to be old as I am, and then let me see what your conversation be like. Just live to be old as I am. And now I know what she meant by that. I see somebody pressing one. I don't know if you want to say something, but we'll see.
Yo, you know what I think this COVID thing is really, man?
Oh,
I think it's population control. Yo, what up?
Yeah. What's up? What's going on? I think it's population control, too.
That's what I think it really is, not, you know, that's what I think it is, because think of it, a few years back, like 2000, they had that one with the computers and shit, you know, but I think it is population control.
Yeah, I do too.
They said your computers are going to shut down, nothing ever happened.
I think it's population control, and I think that the government invented COVID. Well, COVID always been around, but I believe that they came up with the plan to put COVID around to control the population. And
yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
I heard it is a certain amount of number of people that they want dead by a certain amount of time. And I really believe that. I really believe it. I really do. And we just all got to stay safe and do the best we could. You know what I mean? Because, I mean, it's everywhere.
Oh, I know. I stay home.
And it's hitting home. Huh?
I stay home. I don't even go up the damn house.
Where you from?
I stay with my family, and that's it.
Where you live at?
You know?
Where
I'm
you
in
live
South
at?
Carolina. South Carolina.
Okay, you in South Carolina. Is the COVID bad down there?
No, actually, it's worse than Florida.
It's what?
Florida is worse. It's worse in Florida.
Oh, it's worse than South Carolina?
No, Florida.
I know, but I'm saying, how was it in South Carolina?
It's up there, but it's not as bad as Georgia and North Carolina, you know? North Carolina and Georgia, I think, have the highest fatalities from it. You know?
Wow. Yeah.
It's on the news
so
every
hard.
Night. Where if there's any new cases and stuff, but Georgia and North Carolina is the worst.
So what's your before I let you go, do you have a New Year's resolution? Anything you want to do different in 2022? Huh?
Well, mate, I'm actually thinking about going to school.
Okay.
And getting my degree or in something.
How old are you?
On the radio.
How old are you?
You know, that's what I'm thinking about doing, going back to school for something. Not sure yet what.
How old are you?
Just bought myself a laptop.
How old are you?
I'm 42. I'm 43.
Okay.
I did finish high school. You know what I mean? But
yeah,
if I'm sitting home, so there ain't nothing else to do. So I'm thinking about taking some online courses.
Nothing wrong with that. Yo, well look.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling in. You know what I mean? And
yep.
Enjoy the evening and happy New Year to you and your family.
Happy New Year to everyone out there that's listening.
All right. I mean, yeah, that's what's up. You're never too old to go back to school. You're never too old. I went back to school when I was, that was like 2013. I was in my 40s then. I went back to school. So I congratulate my man for that, going back to school. But listen, we only got a couple of more minutes left for the show. Been a weird show to me, like the whole plan that I had for the show went awry. But anybody, if you out there tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, we got the podcast Grown Folks Talking Express Yourself, Mr. Forrest Man Show. That's the same number at 7 o'clock. When you come on, you definitely gonna find out a lot of important things that's going on in the world and with diseases and the COVID and herbs and organic foods and illnesses and diagnoses, and I can't say enough about that show. I love that show on Saturday nights at 7 o'clock. Grown Folks Talk and Express Yourself. I really, really, really enjoy that show. And then Sunday I do my sports show, Small Time Hustlers, for those gamblers and the people who just love sports, every Sunday morning. Monday, we come right back with Andre Williams and Humble Life Radio. Every Monday, the show has been good, very good. He has had some very, wow, He has had some very good guests on the show. And then Tuesday night, we got my man Derek Hansford, a.k.a. Malau, with the Point of Impact show. His show has been picking up speed and taking off, really, really, really becoming one of the top shows on the label, the Point of Impact, on Tuesday night to 7 o'clock. So once again, I want to let everybody know, stay safe, yourself, wear your mask, wash your hands, make sure the elderly is safe, and please avoid crowds. Try to keep your children out of arm's way. They don't know no better. COVID is real. I can't tell you to get the COVID shot. I can't tell you to get the booster. That got to be all up to you and how you feel about it. I'm not going to sway you one way or the other on that one. I'm not. But I thank everybody who clicked on the link, everybody who called in. I really, really, really enjoy doing this podcast every Friday night. And I'm just going to end it with everybody with a happy fucking New Year. I know we were supposed to talk about foreplay and all this other stuff, but we didn't get to go into all that because the shit got real. Like we said, sometimes, and keeping it real when the shit gets too real. And tonight it got too real. Thanks, Deshaun, calling in from prison and letting us know how the COVID is in the prison. That's a fucking terrible, terrible thing to be living with and going up against, to be locked up and dealing with COVID. Bueller from New York called in. Blessing her and her son that they stay healthy in New York. Forrest Nancy called in to give his knowledge on the COVID and why you shouldn't get it. You know, and that's basically it, man. Once again, we had another good show. Tell a friend to tell a friend. And we'll be back next Friday, same time, same bat stage time. Same bat channel, same bat station. We're going to take you out. Let me find some music. I'm kind of tired. See if we can end the show. I'll probably be sleeping when the ball drops, as always. But it's all good. It's just another day. It's just another year. With that being said, everybody, thanks for listening to the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean online podcast. Be safe. COVID is real. Don't play with it, please.